It's always nice when smart new people move to town. Even nicer when they can fit right in. No lifestyle explanations necessary.
It's not culture shock. And I've just come from Oxford, Mississippi, which we have a lot of New Orleans transplants there, bringing some of the wonderful things that we're used to in food and beverage and all things cultural. So it's not really a shock at all. It's a little bit of a scale change, but it's probably the largest city, small town I've ever been in.
That's William Pittman Andrews, the new director of the Ogden Museum of the South, formerly the director of the University of Mississippi Museum and Historic Houses. A through and through Southerner, he isn't surprised at the warmth and friendliness of his new home, nor has he found it difficult to adjust to the challenges of a larger city.
Well, the scale change right when I got here, I equated it in a social way to the size of New Orleans, that it is going from a 10-gallon fish tank to a 10,000-gallon aquarium. But it's a lovely change. It just means that there's more opportunities and more diversity and certainly more color, more background, and so many more things happening. But the people are very similar. You know, Southerners are always going to be neighbors. And that's something that I knew and counted on when I was moving here. I've met so many people with so many interesting stories. And one of the great joys of moving to a new place is that you get to hear all of these new people and their stories and understand what's important to them in the community. And you could glean a little bit of information on how you can help improve that community. Because when you move somewhere new, one of your greatest desires is to fit in and how you can contribute and work hard like everyone else to really do what I call is celebrating the good life. It's something that everybody enjoys, and we do it in New Orleans probably better and more consistently than anywhere else. And so it's a fun challenge to have.
A fervent believer in museums being community centerpieces, Andrews has definite goals for his institution.
Well, my philosophies and goals for the museum are constantly changing, and I'm always evaluating them, and they're based primarily on our visitors and what their reaction is to what we're doing. I'm happy to say that so many people profess their love for the museum and its mission and its wonderful objects and treasures frequently and openly to me. And that helps me guide some of our principles and what we're doing. There's a traditional model for a museum where it is like sacred space and hallowed ground, and you go and you have an experience and then you leave, and you leave a lot of that experience behind you. But what our attempt is here, and it makes so much sense in the South where community means everything, is that we're transforming the museum from a place where people go and look at things to a place where people go and do things together as a community, and to truly turn the Ogden Museum of Southern Art into a participatory museum. We need the participation and input of many people.
In addition to his Ogden managerial duties, William Andrews is himself a very serious visual artist. Fitting all the aspects of his life into each 24-hour day requires a very well-thought-out approach to time management.
Making art is something that I've always been interested in. I'm interested in all the arts, but visual art is something that I felt strongly attracted to. Like any other thing you set out to do, it's an important part of my routine. I keep a fairly steady studio practice. I would say that making, you know, drawings and paintings and sculpture for me is like someone that writes in a journal every day or maybe even reads the newspaper. Years ago, I fell into a regimen that I realized I would get the best of my energy and rest if I slept from maybe 9 or 10 at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. In my studio time, I have goals, you know, like anyone else. I want to be in the studio 15 or 20 hours a week, and I realized 10 years ago that I have optimal time between midnight and 6 in the morning. It's a very creative time as well, and I get an awful lot done, so that when I get ready and take position in my office at the museum, I've already accomplished a tremendous amount in the day. I feel very good about what I'm going to do, and I have a clarity of vision that I don't think I would have if I just woke up in the morning and rolled out of bed and ran to the museum. So it's a practice that works for me very well.
For more information about William Andrews and his plans for the Ogden Museum of Southern Art, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Lipman.